bothering you about your pass rush for most of the season. So what did you guys do right on Sunday? What went better on Sunday against Tampa?
A lot of good rushes from a lot of different guys. The interior rush was excellent, along with Clay and Nick and all the guys that were involved throughout the day. Real excited about putting it all together and moving forward with closing this season out in the same manner.
Everyone else, including Dom, always talks about sacks coming in bunches. Do you think this could be a jumping-off point here for Clay on the stretch?
I would hope so. I think that there's great opportunity. He's excited about it. But our room has a lot of good guys that are prepared to have some good production. So along with Turgo's guys, I think we're kind of itching to get on the field, and those guys are fighting to get into those pass rushing roles.
Winston, when I ask this, I'm not downgrading what your guys did on Sunday, but Tampa Bay did have some holes on their offensive line, obviously. But can a game like that, regardless of whatever issues they have, when you haven't had success getting to the quarterback, can that start the snowball rolling downhill where you took advantage of a situation and now you guys have some confidence and some momentum?
Well, confidence is the main thing. Momentum definitely plays into it, but there are guys in that locker room that know how to rush the passer, and they just need opportunities. And so along with those opportunities that will present themselves the rest of this year, we hopefully they cash in.
Can you play the NASCAR package against anybody, or is it really specific to matchups and what kind of offensive line you're playing?
Good question. It's all game plan orientated. I can tell you, but I'll have to do damage to you. But it's something that we talk over week to week. It can change week to week. The personnel can change week to week. The situations and when we use it can change week to week. It can go from series to series. We, Turgo, Dom, and myself, we go from series to series, and we discuss everything thoroughly in between series that allows us to potentially put out the next best, or hopefully next best set of rushers or rush patterns that allow us to have some success.
Winston, I think in the last six games, you guys have been on the field for an average of about 69 or 70 defensive plays. I know the easy answer is you got to get off the field on third down and cut that down, but how do you do that, though?
First and second down has been good. Third down has been a problem. Better taking care of the screens. Better overall relationship as it relates to the D line and the coordination with the pass coverage and back and forth. I talked about this last week or the week before about being in continuity and just playing well and in harmony as a group. Moving down this stretch would be very, very important to be able to achieve those goals you just talked about.
If you guys are pass rushing, do they have responsibility on the screens, or are they out of the play pretty much, except for chasing it?
It all depends on the rush pattern. It depends on the blitz pattern. It depends on what we're doing with those guys. And sometimes the interior guys are required to peel off, and sometimes the exterior guys, the elephants, are required to peel out. And so we just got to get everybody on the same page doing a better job of handling those screens, because they've obviously become a problem.
Do you have to rush with some caution against a guy like Kaiser who's running for 300 yards?
You can't rush with any kind of caution. You have to rush smart. You have to rush with lane integrity. You have to blitz with lane integrity. You have to blitz with the proper rush patterns, and just do a great job in disciplined rush lanes, whether it's a four-man rush, five-man, six-man, whatever. That's the most important thing. But you can't be cautious in going after Kaiser.